You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Scott Engel, he's the king. He's fantasy. The fantasy executive, Corey Parson, is here.
What's up?
Tony Cincotta, I didn't introduce him yet. Was that a Tony impression or a Corey impression?
What? That's what Corey said.
That was me.
Yep.
Shut up. There you go. So, gonna play another round
Tony
here.
Would have been like, what's up?
Before we get to another round of Connect Four, I do want to go to the next two picks we haven't chatted about in the FSTA. Because there's two interesting names. Both Perry and Rick Wolf crushing it with the interesting picks, I think. So let me ask you guys about Steven Strasburg. Signs the monster contract last year. Gets hurt. On and off, streaky, back and forth. What the hell do we make of Steven Strasburg in 2017?
When he's out there, he's like one of the best in the business.
But back in 2015, right? Like that before, maybe he was hurt, right? Maybe it was the injury that like something was wrong. Of course, it clicked in the second half, and last year he was really, really good. But can it sustain, my man?
No, that's the problem right there.
Sorry for cutting you off.
No, don't worry about it. Trust me, I knew it coming down the stretch last year. Myself and Brian in the NFBC auction, Steven Strasburg's injury issues crept up into the situation, and it really put a damper on that team. But you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the whip, the ERA in the threes. The whip a little bit over one. He's going to flirt with 190 Ks. He is the man. You can't depend on wins. The problem is he has been injury riddled throughout the course of his career. You know how we talk about the injuries, not the durability is a skill set? Getting injured is a skill set also, and he owns it. He's a very dangerous player to depend on because he could leave you in the dumps down the stretch.
I think Corey said it really well. I mean, you know, the Ks per nine are still very good. The walks per nine were up a little bit. You know, not that he can chase wins, but he was still 15-4. He had a 3.60 ERA, but the FIP was 2.92. So you're still dominant when he's out there, but you know, do you want to take the risk for where you get him? Well, I've seen him going in like the fifth round. You know, when that name comes up, it's hard to ignore. It's just hard to ignore because, you know, if somehow he pitches most of a season for you, that's good value.
So this year he's supposed to be he's supposed to be throwing his slider less, take some of the pressure off his elbow. I don't know what that means. I get what that means, but is that true? Or maybe the elbow is just in bad shape anyway.
It's definitely true. Like we saw with Matt's, right? When he had the elbow surgery, he stopped throwing the slider. Or the elbow spurs, excuse me.
Takes the toll.
He stopped throwing the slider. Now, if he's not going to throw the slider as much, Tony, is he going to be as effective as we've come to expect from Steven Strasburg?
That's the whole key, right? So you get the guy on the field more, but you lose a guy with one of his top pitches. I think this guy's the biggest bargain right now in fantasy. He's going 55 overall in the NFBC. He is never steps on the field and doesn't produce. So every time he gets out there, he puts up big numbers. I think this guy's a guy that I would like to get every team. I should try to get him in this last one, and he went before I picked in the fifth round. But if he's last in the fifth, sixth round, you got to take this guy.
Yeah, is he a fantasy ace?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he is. But when
with the injury concerns.
When he's out there, he's an ace. And like Tony and I just said, fifth, sixth round, you see that name still at the top of your queue, you know, your personal queue, and it's hard to pass. It's very, very hard to pass on it.
You know what it reminds me of? And it's a terrible example because Strasburg's so much better than the guy I'm about to name. Like, so much better.
Kerry
right?
Wood?
No. Not even a pitcher. So there was a guy over the last couple of years, in fact, each of the last 2 years, that I just thought he had this name. He had a great rookie season. And I thought he was going to just be a superstar. And people were just leaving him on the board. He had some injury issues. They leave him on the board. This guy's going to be a superstar. Like, I'm an idiot. And it was Yasiel Puig. Because he was a big name, and I was like, wow, I'm getting amazing value in Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig sucks, right? Like, he's just not good.
Yeah. It's like, Strasburg does a much bigger degree. It's like we were talking about Avisail Garcia before.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. You fall in love with guys. Strasburg doesn't suck, nearly, like obviously. But can he stay healthy?
Right. It's two different types of players.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the crazy part on Strasburg.
Yeah.
That whole slider situation, he never threw it until 2014.
Yep.
Right.
And then he threw like five of them. That's about it. Yeah. Oh, right.
He really didn't start using it until last
then
year.
In 2015, he threw about three of them. And then last year, he used it 17% of the time.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And it killed his fastball velocity down to 90. His fastball velocity went from 95 a couple of years ago down to 94. He was at 97 when he first came in the league. So he's going to eliminate this pitch. So there was no really reliance on it except for last season from him. So he should be all right as far as pitching without a slider because he never really used it prior to last season.
So where do we take him? Like, where do we think? Like, what is he? What do you want him as?
If he's in the fifth round, I'm strongly considering it.
Okay.
Like Tony said, if he's still there in the sixth, I can't pass it up.
He went in the seventh in the FSTA.
Yeah.
Like, if I was in the FSTA draft, I would have had him.
What do you want?
Don't you have to pay him with another fantasy ace?
So what do you...
You don't want him as your one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So that's
but you said he was a fantasy ace, though.
He can
be. He's a fantasy ace.
When he's out there, he's a fantasy ace.
So is he an ace? Or do you draft him as a fantasy ace?
No, you can't.
No.
There you go. That's what I was trying to get to.
When you're in there, you have the bonus.
You don't have to, though.
That's true, too. You don't have to.
If you have Bumgarner and Strasburg... When Strasburg tells you, hey, you got two aces.
Think about this. Anthony Perry has Syndergaard and he has Strasburg.
Yeah, that's exactly good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you guys are okay.
Syndergaard is a health thing too, though, right?
He's never missed a game, actually. He's got the elbow stuff. Yeah. He missed a game last year.
But he got
in the back of your mind.
Yeah. He got a thing that's sitting in your back of your mind.
Absolutely. Mind, yeah.
Do you think, guys, Strasburg, you like him as a two? You're good with that as a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a huge upside. And I think the thing is that if you get 170 innings, right, I don't even want 200. If I get 170, he's going to blow away that draft position.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like Tony talks about, here with this guy at this point in the draft, can he return better round value? You know, if you get those 170 innings in the sixth round, you're returning much more value.
Hasn't pitched 170 since 2014, though.
Right? Not a long time ago.
Each of the last 2 years, he hadn't gotten there. That's all I'm saying.
Since 2014, you make it sound like since 1984.
I'm saying each of the last 2 years, he hasn't gotten there. He hasn't come close. He hasn't gotten to 150 each of the last 2 years.
He can do it. It's only been 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
So here's his thing, right? What's his contract like situation?
He just signed a brand new 6-year, $175 million extension.
Extension.
Hmm? He's not going anywhere.
He's rich.
Do the Nationals understand that they might have paid this man that damaged goods?
Obviously.
I would think they know that.
Yes.
They're willing to take the risk.
Would you rather have?
If they're willing to take the risk, I'm willing to take the risk.
Tony, would you rather?
Well, they haven't won nothing.
Steven Strasburg or Carlos Carrasco?
Steven Strasburg. Both have injury issues.
Yes, they do.
So give me the better pitcher.
Okay. Scotty, would you rather have Steven Strasburg or Chris Archer?
Steven Strasburg.
Okay. Corey, would you rather have Steven Strasburg or John Lester?
I don't... Steven Strasburg. I'm going to go Strasburg on that one.
Tony, would you rather have Steven Strasburg or Johnny Cueto?
Steven Strasburg, the strikeout totals are too much to ignore him. And Johnny Cueto's not an elite pitcher because of the strikeouts.
Scotty, would you rather have Steven Strasburg or Yu Darvish?
Steven Strasburg. Close.
I would take Darvish.
Would you rather have Steven Strasburg, Tony?
Explain, Tony, why you would take Darvish.
Darvish, even last year, coming back off the arm surgery, his K totals never diminished. They were 11.84, which is humongous. I think he could actually be better than he was last year. And the one problem he had was walks, right? And most of these guys are wild when they come back off the arm. He wasn't. He was at 2.78. There's two negatives that Darvish has compared to Strasburg. One, he pitches in the American League, and two, he pitches in the ballpark in Texas.
Yeah.
So those are two things that overcome. But I think that Darvish is set up that he's going to go, that he can go, I can get 190 innings out of this guy this year, and I'll get 230 strikeouts.
Oh, that's a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Depth analysis.
Nah, 230 strikeouts. So that's about 40 to 50 more than you can get out of Strasburg. What's Dalton's ADP? Let me look. I'm looking at it up. I'm sorry to just throw that on y'all like that.
Darvish in the FSO. The reason I asked you, because Darvish went in the middle of the fourth round in the FSTA, and Strasburg went the first pick of the seventh round. That is a huge
split. That's not as big of a split to me. Yeah,
it's huge. Yeah. That's a huge split right there.
No, I'm saying, you know, I'm saying
you said it's much closer. You know, right. Well, you chose Strasburg over
Strasburg. I sat there going back and forth.
Right, right.
You know, because what Tony talked about, you know, the American League, et cetera.
Absolutely. No, that's the ballpark. I am totally agreeing with you. Like, it's much closer.
Strasburg has a very high K per nine himself.
Dalvish is the eighth pitcher off the board at NFBC. He's number 36.
Yep, 36 is his ADP
He went seventh. I'm sorry, he went eighth, actually, in the FSCA as well.
See, that's what happens is that the experts, they wait on pitching. So that number, even though they were both eight, it's, 30 picks difference, right?
Right, totally. David Price, Tony, or Steven Strasburg?
Ah, Jesus. I would go David Price, just barely, and if he asked me tomorrow, I might change my mind.
That's another one. He went in the beginning of the fourth round in the FSTA. So Strasburg, clearly, by the experts in this particular draft, not liked at all.
Well, no, the experts, crazy in different ways.
Experts are always going to play it safe. The experts, is the fantasy expert and analyst, especially this early in the year. You see drafts like the FSTA, which is early, like Labor is coming up, the Labor online version that is coming up next week. Through the years of covering these events and looking at these draft boards, all the analysis always says that the experts are being very.
I think it depends on which analyst you're talking about, because I'm looking at last year and this year, like. Experts would totally split on Giancarlo Stanton in the first round, and some of them are willing to go aggressive.
I think it was you that was split last year. I like him. No, I don't.
I waffled on it.
You got mad at that when we called you on it, too.
Yeah,
you got very mad at Greg that one
day. Scott, you're very, Scott, you're a lot like Mitt Romney.
You're a lot like Charles Barkley. But, you know, as you see this year, you know, not every guy's going to be conservative. You know, somebody's going to take Trey Turner high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it depends on what expert, what analyst you talk about.
All right. So that was the first pick of the seventh round this year by Anthony Perry. The second pick of this seventh round by Colton and the Wolfman, another really interesting one that I shocked to see him go here. And maybe that was just...
Seventh, you said?
Second pick of the seventh round was David Dahl. Over the Rockies.
Yeah.
This, like, I get how good he was last year, right? Like, 315 average. He came up. 7 home runs, 5 stolen bases. He's going to play every day. He's in Colorado. The dude's BABIP was over 400 last year. Like, is David Dahl, should he be picking the seventh round?
No.
Okay.
He can play.
Right.
But it's not a given to me that he'll end up being the starting outfielder on this team. Like, there's a chance he might not even start. He's a guy that plays in Colorado, so he plays in this organization where all the numbers are distorted. I think if he plays every day, he could get 15 and 15 and hit 270, so that's why you grab him. But if he starts out slow at all in spring training, Gerardo Parra is there to take his job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This guy, there's a chance he starts
we've
in the minors,
seen,
right?
We've seen Parra, you know, play pretty good before.
Of course.
Yeah, Steamer projections for David Dahl, 272, 16 home runs, 14 stolen bases, 61 runs scored, 66 RBIs.
What I'm looking at has him as the everyday left fielder.
Where was it? What is his in the NFBC? What was the average draft position here?
In the NFBC, give me a couple seconds.
Yeah, no worries. Because, like, David Dahl is like, I have no idea, like, I would never...
Plate discipline, you know what I'm saying? You take the ballpark into consideration also.
Like, I'm all about the young guys, just like everybody else is, obviously.
A lot of people taking the ballpark into consideration.
89 is the ADP.
Really?
Yeah. People are in on him.
People are in.
That's conservative, see?
Okay, can somebody explain to me this? This is 40 picks before Carlos Santana. Like, what?
Plays in Colorado.
Yeah.
And the stolen bases. Remember the premium on stolen bases this year.
Yeah.
Tony, would you rather have David Dahl or Adam Eaton?
Ooh, that's a good one. David Dahl.
Ooh, okay.
By the way, in 2015 at AA, He stole 22 bases in 302 plate appearances.
So you see, he steals some bases. Scotty, we talked about this guy yesterday when we talked about the Diamondbacks. Would you rather talk about David Dahl, or would you rather have not talk about David Dahl or is Yasmani Tomas? Tomas got that power. A good ballpark. More, you know, Chase Field had more home runs. Tony taught me yesterday in Coors Field.
Depends on what my need is at the point of the draft, to be honest with you. You know, if I want a combination of power and speed, I'm going to go Dahl. But if I just want the pure power, I'm going to go Thomas.
Tomas. Yasmani. Yeah.
He's not Italian. He's not Italian. Believe me.
Tomas. No, I'm doing it in Spanish. You know? Yeah,
that's not
Tomas,
Spanish.
Tomas means to take in Spanish. By the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You Tomas.
I take too much? Oh, no, you take Tomas. You Tomas.
Yeah.
Please, I Tomas your virginity.
And with that, we head to break. When we come back, we'll name that player Super Bowl style. Stick around. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Are you making random noises? Is that what this is? Is it any animal noises again?
I like this.
Okay.
What is this, Florio?
This is some kind of generic music.
It is called Techno Trash Parentheses Metal.
I like it.
I do not.
Rocks. Yeah, you can't hang with that
suspect. You are correct.
Yo, that's crazy.
You are correct. All right.
Don't look at my computer. Can you see the answers?
No, I can't see
in the screen.
No.
I know Sky can't.
Philadelphia Phillies homepage.
Like, oh, very funny. Very funny.
All right. So, a lot more baseball to get to. We can do that tomorrow on the show. Yeah. But now,
we had to do a Super Bowl hangover show on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I want to know one thing, though. Is anybody going to a Super Bowl party this week?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am. Of course.
With who?
I go to my family. I go to my dad's. We all make a ton of food and you drink party? And eat. And
going with Brian. Brian and the homies have something out on Staten Island, so.
Nice.
You got to pay for it. So we'll be hitting that joint up, you know what I mean? Some good food, stuff like that. Couple drinks. My thing is, I like to see the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't like being pleased with people roll out.
Right.
Because I like to see the whole thing.
I generally don't go to Super Bowl parties, though, because, like, most people don't focus on the game.
Yeah. And then City Lights up in Yonkers is having something, too, if you did, if you won't go that route.
I don't want to be distracted.
Scott, what are the odds that the Super Bowl ends too late? You just watch the rest when you wake up in the morning.
What's that?
Is the Super Bowl going to end too late? You have to wake up, watch the rest in the morning? Does that happen? Sometimes.
No, I'll stay up for the Super Bowl.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to get tired and miss the end. If it's
Well, what starts at 6?
Starts at 6:30, so it's
over by 10.
No, it's ended about 10:17.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Oh, from the last couple of years.
Yeah.
The buildup is so long throughout the course of the day.
I know.
Super Bowl, you know what I mean?
Like the pregame show starts at 6 a.m.
Right, so I don't watch all that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to my dad's. I'm getting there at like 4-ish.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll be on the way back from D.C.
Is Tony going to the Super Bowl party?
Well, Tony. No. Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm going to watch it with the kids.
Yeah.
And, well, it's like you're having your own party with your kids.
Yeah, we hang out. We watch the game, you know.
That's what I'm doing.
Maybe I'll go out, you know, after the game for a victory celebration.
Yeah. I'm happy with the kids on Saturday. We're going to the museum.
That's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What museum?
Very cool. Trump hasn't closed that yet?
African American History Museum, the new one that opened up on the mall last year.
Do you have to get tickets for that?
Like, what happened is you got to wake up at 6:30 in the morning. And you got to see if you can score. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He passes 6:30 in the morning.
How old are your kids?
Jaden is 15. Kennedy is 6.
When Jaden, maybe you should take him to the sex museum in Times Square and give him the talk.
It might be. We've had the talk, but I don't know the museum.
Yeah.
I've been to the museum. It might be a little bit too much for him.
Town Wars party 2 years ago, like Lawyer Michaels was showing us pictures from it. And I'm like,
all right, so you guys are going to like whatever, a little too far. Are you talking about the real museum of sex, the one in Times Square? Because there's a real museum.
Oh, no.
Of sex.
Well, it's the one over by Empire State Building.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
So I've been there, too.
Yeah, you've been there?
I have been there, yes.
That was a cool place. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Would you take your 15-year-old kid there?
No, I don't think I would take Jayden.
Really?
Nah.
I don't think
gift shop. Some of the pictures.
The gift shop, right? Like, I think that's what it is. I think it's really just
the
history.
Gift shop at the Museum of Sex.
Scott, would you take your 22-year-old son there?
I don't know. It's just, I don't think so.
Why? Because you don't want like to have that conversation yet, or you think
I don't have to have that conversation in a museum. I don't need a museum to do that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, it's not as raunchy as you think. It's more. It's a museum.
No, as someone not much older than Scott's son, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want my dad to take me there.
Oh, there you go.
I go with my pops.
I wouldn't. It would just be awkward, I think.
It's awkward. That's
whatever. That's it. Yeah. You watch Titanic, you see boobs first time.
If you watch movies by somebody, put his head away. He'd be like, what, he'd be laughing? He'd be smiling.
I've seen like Borat with my dad.
Yeah.
I've seen Borat with Sean, so yeah.
Well, there's sex in that film.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I'm not going to. But I'm not going to go to like a sex museum. It's different.
That's
watching a movie and you see somebody naked. You're like, okay, you know, you expect that. It's like, I'm not going to go to the Museum of Sex.
Why? It's a historical. It's historical. About the adult industry?
It's not on the top of the list. You know, like we go to the movie.
True story.
Museum of Sex.
True story. Went to the Museum of Sex for Judy's birthday a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not well for me. Not well for me. Before Tony asks a question, I'm going
to
move on.
Were you trying to hint at her or something?
No. I got one. Was Lisa, any facsimiles of Lisa Ann in the museum?
No.
Really?
There were other.
They had adult entertainment.
Other adult actresses. Not Lisa Ann. To be honest, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Name that player.
Too many player.
All right, let's get ready to run.
I knew he was going to do that.
Been around for a long time, Scotty. All right, here we go. I tell you, and you know what? The first clue is almost fitting. I'm a legend in Dallas, Texas. It is not Debbie.
No. And it's not Debbie Reynolds.
I know.
I'm a legend in Dallas, Texas.
All right.
Michael Irvin.
It is not Michael Irvin. I played in 5 Pro Bowls. Legend in Dallas, Texas, played in 5 Pro Bowls. My general manager said on draft night that I was the type of player that comes around once every 10 years.
Adrian Peterson.
It is not Adrian Peterson.
Now, have all these people played in the Super Bowl? Is that what the...
All these people have ties to the Super Bowl.
Ties to the Super Bowl.
Adrian
yes.
Peterson.
Adrian Peterson's not a good guess.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, he has branches and sticks.
Yes, he does.
That's a switch. I ran a 4.440 in the combine.
You get more dangerous today.
I ran a 4.440 in the combine. Nothing dangerous about that.
Damn it, Smith.
Who were you running?
It is not Emmitt Smith.
Right. We're down a wide receiver position, though, I think.
All right, here we go. The next clue. We should start to pick through some of the trash. I have sacked the quarterback 73 times.
Oh.
Charles geez. Haley?
It is not Charles Haley.
Oh.
It is not Charles Haley. I played my college football at Texas A&M.
Right. Is it, he's in... Von Miller?
It is Von Miller. That is correct. Von Miller.
Von
Miller,
good,
the
Greg.
MVP of Super Bowl 49, born and raised in Dallas, Texas. Texas A&M University. John Elway said that this is the type of player that comes around once every 10 years. Career still going on. He's played in 5 Pro Bowls. Would have been 6. He didn't play last. He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he ran a 4.440 at the combine. Freak athlete that is.
Very well. Could be the defensive player of the year this year as well.
Very well. Could be different again.
And he actually has a national commercial for a defensive player. That's pretty good too.
Yep, that is very good.
Him and JJ Watt. Right?
He's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still think Pro Bowls is accomplishments though. Everybody makes it nowadays.
It makes it
that's
easier.
That's not true.
Yeah, everybody. But what was Alex Smith was starting in the friggin' Pro Bowl.
Tyler Lockett hasn't made one, Scott.
There you go.
What's that?
Tyler Lockett
hasn't made one.
Oh, he did. That's right. He's the returner. Let the bombs be accurate. Oh, he got me.
He got you.
Super Bowl
1-0, Greg.
MVP of Super Bowl 49, Von Miller. We ready to rock and roll, gentlemen?
Let's do it. Number two.
Florio, you can play along if you would like also.
That's nice of you.
Yes. I was drafted with the first pick of the first round. I cannot tell you what year. You might guess if I
Rick
tell you.
Rick Meyer.
It is not Rick Meyer.
Oh, stop that, please.
Michael
Dirty
Vick.
Dirty words to me.
It is not Michael Vick. I have played in 3 Pro Bowls, Scott.
Big deal.
Big deal. Scott doesn't think it's a big deal that I've played in 3 Pro Bowls.
Might have been an alternate twice.
Drafted with the first pick of the first round. I've played in 3 Pro Bowls. I have thrown 210 career interceptions.
Brett Favre?
It is not Brett Favre.
Brett Favre was not a first.
Eli Manning?
It is not Eli Manning. Eli Manning was
Aaron
the 1-1.
Yes, he was.
Eli Manning was 1-1.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Aaron Rodgers?
It
he
is
was not 1-1. He was 24, man.
Yeah, remember Aaron Rodgers sat in the green room.
Alex Smith was, though. Alex Smith was 1-1.
Alex Smith sat in the green room. 210 career interceptions. I'm looking through some of this guy's stats last night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why this guy is this guy. He's had big time interception seasons.
Carson Palmer?
It is not Carson Palmer. Good guess, though, Florio.
Carson Palmer never played in the Super Bowl.
He did?
Yes, he did not, no.
That's right.
Drew Brees.
It is not Drew Brees.
He was not 1-1 either.
He wasn't the first pick.
He was the second round pick.
I'm trying to think of all these
John Elway?
Guys.
It is not John Elway. I am a Super Bowl MVP.
Ooh.
I am a Super Bowl MVP.
Cam Newton.
It is not Cam Newton.
Oh, he was an MVP.
Cam Newton was not.
Schmuck.
I don't think
he
Cam
lost.
Newton was 1-1. Was Cam Newton 1-1?
Yeah,
yeah, Cam Newton
he
was 1-1.
Yeah, I don't know if this guy was 1-1, but Roger Staubach?
Roger Staubach is not the answer.
Okay.
Last clue, fellas.
Last clue, he is.
I think Mike Tomlin is a cheerleader.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw is the correct answer. Terry Bradshaw is the correct answer. 210 career interceptions.
Yeah.
A couple of seasons where he threw over 20 interceptions.
Yep.
So Terry Bradshaw was never the best. Like, you could debate whether he should be in the Hall of Fame. This is all derived because how good the Steelers were. Because he was never the best quarterback in the league at the time, but he played for them and they won so many Super Bowls, he got in.
Yeah. He did a lot of key passes in the Super Bowls, you could say, in his favor. But Hollywood Henderson said about him the statement I later attributed to Michael Cardano. He said, he's so dumb. He couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A.
Yes, that was a great line. Mike Tomlin also said that he was a big fan of Hollywood Henderson's.
Yeah.
So that was Mike Tomlin's burn back towards Terry Bradshaw. Speaking of Mike Tomlin, though.
His last career game at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching that game.
Yeah.
That was your last day as a Jet fan.
No, I was not a Jet fan then.
But they were at Shea Stadium, though.
I wasn't a Jet fan then. I started rooting for the Seahawks that
So
game.
You were still so you were rooting for the Seahawks while the Jets were still in Queens?
Yes.
Hmm.
The final year the Jets were in Queens.
He said, were you an employee?
No, it was not. I never worked at Jet Games. I didn't start working at Shea until 84.
Did you ever do football games?
No, I never did.
Oh, that
crowd
been, wow.
must be a lot rougher.
Yeah,
I would guess.
All right, here we go. Name
there was
that
some
player.
Rough crowds at the Garden.
Super Bowl edition.
Conference.
I played 2 positions in the NFL.
Deion Sanders?
It's not Deion Sanders. What position does Deion Sanders play?
Wide receiver.
Oh, he did. Yeah, I think Deion Sanders has a couple pass catches in the Super Bowl.
In a kick return.
Yeah.
So he's.
What was the first clue? I
played 2 positions in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Rod Woodson?
It's not Rod Woodson. I am an NFL Hall of Famer. HOF. I am a part of the fraternity. I have the jacket. I'm an NFL Hall of Famer. Played 2 positions in the league. I'm an NFL Hall of Famer. I am a one time Super Bowl champion.
Uno.
One time.
2 positions.
2 positions. NFL Hall of Famer. One time Super Bowl champion. All right. Get ready to...
Antoine Randall.
It is not Antoine Randall. That's a very good guess.
He's like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Like, it could be a college football Hall of Famer. Like, he wasn't specific.
All right, here we go. Next clue. Two clues left.
Yeah.
I have 9 career interceptions.
Yeah. News of that. I knew that. Probably quarterback.
He's throwing me off with these.
Yeah. Now, is he a Hall of Famer that has not been elected yet?
He is already in the National Football League. He's in Canton. He is enshrined. He has a bus in Canton.
Ronnie Lott.
It is not Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott played in three times
two positions either.
Anybody safety and quarterback?
The last clue is going to give it. The last clue is going to give it away, gentlemen. Get your answers ready. You can catch me on Football Night in America.
Ah, Rodney Harrison.
It is not Rodney Harrison.
Not Rodney
Tony Dungy?
It is Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy. Oh.
Played defensive back and quarterback.
Clever.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the Hall of Fame as a coach, though?
He is a Hall of Fame as a coach. He's a Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Fame coach.
This guy's a tricky guy.
He is a Hall of Fame coach. I got 3 more of these. You know what I'm saying?
Three more on the other side of the break. Because this is the Roto Experts in the Morning, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Super Bowl, name that player for you here. Just a couple days away from the Super Bowl. Tomorrow on the show, officially preview the Super Bowl, of course. Make your final predictions. Probably go over some prop bets for tomorrow. Of course, have some baseball talk as well. Probably our final round of Super Bowl trivia as well. Well, he's Mike Lyon. Probably a Super Bowl edition of that. So, whole lot going on tomorrow. Also, we'll have plenty of Connect 4 to do. And then Quinn has to have a Super Bowl hangover on Mondays. I mean, you're not coming in? Is that the story?
No. I'll be here. Okay. Super Bowl hangover. I'll be here.
So, what does that mean?
I don't know. We'll dig deep into the Super Bowl.
That's not really hangovers. It's what we do any other Monday.
Yeah, but it'll be like we'll look at everything. You feel what I'm saying? We'll go over prop bets, stuff like that.
Will we be hungover?
I could be.
Okay.
I'll be here, though.
Yeah, I'll be here too.
I'm a soldier. You know what I'm saying? I'm a soldier.
I'm a survivor. What do you want to be honest with, man? It's twins.
Yeah, congratulations to, as my grandmother called them yesterday, Bianca and JD.
Yeah. Big ups, Bianca and JD. Big ups.
They have twins coming. So there you go, right there. Beyonce is carrying in her body.
Yes.
2 more black people than it's on Donald Trump's cabinet. How about that?
One more. Be fair.
Oh, yeah, one more.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to call you out on that. I was like, man. That's not cool. Man. I thought you traded the guy. What's his name? The doctor. Did you make a trade?
Oh, yeah. We tried to trade the doctor, but let me not.
Big Ben?
Ben Carson.
Yeah.
It's been a trade. Trade of who we get? We get Bieber.
It's a win for us.
All right, here we go. Super Bowl trivia. Go ahead, tell me.
Up Dana Carvey.
Oh, Dana Carvey. All right.
I like Dana Carvey.
I saw Dana Carvey in the lobby a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, cool.
All right, here we go. Super Bowl, name that player.
Let's do it.
I also was selected with the first pick of the first round. All right. First pick, first round, 1-1. I'm a 1-1 guy. I have 5, count them, 5 Super Bowl touchdowns.
Mm.
1-1 is the draft spot. 5 Super Bowl touchdowns. Regular season, I have thrown 165 career regular season touchdown passes.
How many?
165. 1-1 is the draft pick. 5 Super Bowl touchdowns. 165 regular season touchdown passes. The clues will start to get a little bit easier now, gentlemen. Get ready to hit your buzzers.
Vinny Testaverde.
It is not Vinny Testaverde.
Did Vinny Testaverde ever play in the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I am a Super Bowl MVP. Most valuable player of the big game. All right. 1-1 was the selection. 5 touchdowns in my Super Bowl playing. 165 regular season touchdown passes. I'm a Super Bowl MVP.
Peyton Manning?
Len Dawson?
It is not Peyton Manning. It is not Len Dawson. Gentlemen, get ready.
This is it. We're done already.
For your answer.
That was quick.
We got these. You should be able to get it with these next two guests. LeVar Arrington ended my career.
Ooh. LeVar Arrington ended my career. Troy Aikman?
It is Troy Aikman. Greg, you are correct. It is Troy Aikman.
Aikman was the first pick of the draft. I forgot about that.
Yes, Aikman was 1-1. 5 Super Bowl touchdowns. He threw 4 in the first in Dallas's first Super Bowl. Didn't throw a single one in the game when they beat up on Buffalo. And then the game against Pittsburgh, he threw 1 touchdown pass. Super Bowl MVP.
What was the last clue, Corey?
The last clue was I'll be chilling with Joe Buck on Sunday.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's a good clue.
Oh, I would have got that one.
All right, here we go. Right back to the grinder, fellas. Well, right back to the grind.
You know who was the second pick?
Excuse me.
You know who the second pick was after Troy Aikman?
Who was that? That's a good
Tony
question.
Tony Mandarich.
Wow. I remember him. Yeah. He was a
and
steroid.
And 3, 4, and 5. This is amazing. Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders.
Wow. Hell of a draft.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Hall of Famers at the top of that draft.
Is Derek Thomas in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking to Mike, Scott. Yeah. I'm talking to Mike, buddy.
Is Derek there Thomas in the Hall of Fame?
No, don't put your lips
don't
on
put
it.
Your lips on it. I ain't trying to get you.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Who comes in next? Martinez.
Benny, he said Dane Martinez.
That's
just spitting statistics.
Benny's Mikey's easy.
All right, here we go, fellas. Go ahead, Tone.
I would change that name if I was Dane.
The spitting statistician?
The guys at the bar get the wrong idea.
Oh, my God. They increased Zubac's price. This is horrible. Zubac!
All right. Here we go. Name that player.
I'm making a FanDuel team.
I'm a two-time Super Bowl champion.
I'm getting the answers right, Scott. You're going to get an answer right.
I'm a two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
Selected the 4 Pro Bowls, which Scott does not like, the Pro Bowl reference.
Don't care.
He's a two-time champ.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. I have 14 receptions and 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
14 receptions, 2 touchdowns.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. Selected the 4 Pro Bowls.
Hines Ward.
It is Hines Ward. Very good, Scotty.
Want me to get one
call
right.
Him out
it is Hines Ward.
Called him right out, and he got it.
Yes. Next clue was, I was considered a dirty player.
You can watch me off of on Latin America.
Oh.
He was considered a dirty player. You think he was a dirty player, Scotty?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
I think he was.
He was.
He's the toughest son of a gun, though, on the football field.
Best, one of the best run blockers and wide receivers.
I remember one of the great AFC. It was the AFC. I think that was division round. Yeah, AFC divisional round.
Yeah.
Against the Baltimore Ravens for the 3rd time that season, the game with Willis McGahee, he got blown up that crazy game. The first play of that game, Hines Ward grabbed Ed Reed by the shoulder pads, picked him up, and threw him to the floor and stuck his hand in his face. The first play of the game.
Yeah, he ain't dirty.
He was a wide receiver that set the tone. Of course, he had the big catch in Super Bowl 40. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 40, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What was the final score?
I think it was 23-10.
23-10?
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks on the big stage?
Yeah.
How'd you feel going into that game?
I felt pretty good. I felt like the Seahawks were the best team in football that year.
Do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers cheated?
Cheated? No. I don't think they cheated. I think there were a lot of questionable calls, but, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Tony, you look back at that Super Bowl. You think that the Steelers were given the advantages?
Yeah, of course.
Well, the ref,
they always are.
Well, this referee was like not allowed to ref a Seahawks game for the rest of his life, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I was
insanely upset about that Super Bowl for years.
Yeah.
But I'm not
you're good now.
Any longer.
You got it out the way.
Once I saw them win once, it all went away.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That team drives me crazy. there's a lot of there. They love the owner. Everybody loves the owner. Yeah,
they get a lot of questionable calls throughout.
This Pittsburgh Steelers are known as a team that has.
You know what's funny? You'll be in a sports bar with a Steeler fan, and because of that, if they even like come to 20 feet of Roethlisberger, they're like, "Where's the flag?"
The way they travel though is impressive.
It is.
They will take over your stadium.
Of all the fans in the NFL, they travel.
They will. Yes, they will take over your stadium with those terrible towels.
And it's a great experience going there to watch a game.
At Heinz Field.
Heinz Field. I've been there twice.
Did you bring home a terrible towel?
No. But I really enjoyed like taking the ferry across to the game.
Yeah.
Eating at Primanti Brothers. Nice stadium, you know?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last one, fellas. I was selected with the 10th overall pick in the first round.
Ben Roethlisberger.
It's not Ben Roethlisberger.
I think it was 11th.
No more Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know why I know that.
I knew he was right around there.
All right. Yeah. I have an NFL MVP trophy. One season I was actually the NFL's most valuable player.
That's nice.
All right. 10th overall. Have an NFL MVP trophy. On my Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Barry Manilow sang the national anthem.
Right. Do we know who this person is? Was that live?
Copacabana.
That day, that great Super Bowl Sunday that Barry Manilow sang the national anthem, I ran for 2 touchdowns.
Oh, Otis okay. Anderson?
It is not Otis Anderson.
John Riggins.
It is not John Riggins. Chip 70 is the name of the John Riggins play, the 43-yard touchdown run versus the Miami Dolphins.
In 82, yeah.
All right. 10th overall pick.
Marcus Allen.
It is Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen is the correct answer.
How about that, huh?
Yes.
How about that?
Marcus Allen was selected with the 10th pick in the first round. Marcus Allen also was the NFL MVP. He ran for 2 touchdowns, of course, the legendary run where he changed directions against the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
The Apple Macintosh debuted Super Bowl Sunday, 1984.
That's the last time the Raiders won the Super Bowl.
That is, yeah.
Is it?
Yep. Wow.
Barry Manilow looks like
Joe Montana.
Raiders
have not won the Super Bowl since 1983.
There you go right there.
There you go. They have it.
And the last clue, I went to the same college as O.J. Simpson. maybe not the only thing we have. No, never mind.
Yeah, that's...
Rumor. Huh? Is that a real rumor?
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a Google thing.
We got to talk in the break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They beat the Seahawks in the AFC Championship game.
They did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That should have been a clue. Wow. Who was the Seahawks quarterback?
I didn't know
Dave
this.
Craig.
Dave Craig. Sean Alexander. Not Sean Alexander. They had the running back then?
Kurt Warner was injured that year.
Really? And they still went to the AFC
Dan
Championship
Dornick
game?
Was their running back.
Who?
Dan Dornick.
He didn't last very long. Huh?
Who's Dan Dornick?
Converted fullback.
Really?
Yep.
This is interesting. I never heard of this guy before.
Wait, Dornick was the following year. That was the Warner year.
I got to Google Dornick.
Yeah, Dan Dornick was when they won in the playoffs the following year. Kurt Warner was 83, and they beat Miami in the Orange Bowl after beating Denver in the wild card game. And then they lost to the Raiders in the AFC title game.
All right, final break of the morning. We come back, a little basketball. 12 games last night, and only a couple tonight. We'll break it down in the next 5 minutes. That's the Roto Experts. The way we do it, we wrap it up next. Final couple minutes here, Roto Experts in the morning. 12 games were on the schedule last night. Tony, how'd you do, my man?
Not good.
Not good. So I listened to the entire hour of Lineup Lock yesterday. I was doing some work, and I was trying to make my lineup. And, you know, some late news, like DeMar DeRozan we knew about. Kristaps Porzingis wound up playing. I made a last-minute switch after listening to you guys, and I changed my center. Took out Marc Gasol for Jonas Valanciunas. That worked out poorly. Incredibly poorly, actually. But I also wound up taking out Melo and putting in LeBron. That obviously worked out very, very well. Lord.
I watched some of that Cavs game last night, some of it, and it's like they were playing pissed off, it was 125-97. Almost didn't look that close. Like the way they were dominating, just like alley-oop dunks and reverses and stuff like that. Almost like it was like a Division One team against a lower school last night. It was awful.
And Melo got benched.
They need to stop playing with that dude. I'm telling you,
he seemed happy. He seemed to be in a good mood.
Kevin Love.
He seemed to be in a good mood though.
Because he's probably getting ready to leave from underneath that crazy ass Phil Jackson. I'd be in a good mood too.
Yeah,
I'm done with the Knicks, not, Scott, because of Phil
he's
Jackson.
Playing kind of.
I know
he's playing kind of like last night was a good matchup. He's playing kind of lazy the last two games. No rebounding. He's just shooting the ball, not doing anything else.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's right, a bad situation.
Hey. The coolest thing that I saw last night. Charlotte played Golden State at Oracle Arena.
Yeah.
While Steph was on the court warming up, obviously his father's a broadcaster for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
Underneath the baseline, his father's standing a couple feet on the other side of half court. Steph throws him the ball. Del Curry stops what he's doing, takes two dribbles from about 40 feet out.
Sinks it.
It's
in the jeans.
That set the tone for Steph last night. He scored 39, 11 three-pointers, and he didn't attempt a single free throw. In Warriors history, it's like the most points for any player without attempting a free throw.
This may sound crazy.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry should be in the MVP conversation. I know Harden and Westbrook are kind of like running away with it.
Yeah.
Steph Curry should be in the conversation. And Steph Curry
is
starting to get healthy. He wasn't healthy down the stretch last year. He's starting to get healthy. He looks like he did recently. He looks like he did in the beginning of last season.
Yeah, but you got to do
the
it over
is
a full
might not be the best
in that conversation.
Player on
might
his
be
team.
The best player on his own team.
Yep, that's the problem. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Tony, where'd you go wrong last night as it turned out?
When I put my lineup in.
Oh, wow. That bad, huh?
Oh, boy. One of those nights.
I'm going to look. It wasn't good. Carmelo Anthony was one of those situations.
Valanciunas, I know you guys loved last night.
I didn't use him, man.
By the way, Tony was talking about this.
Shoot.
It's coming into last night, the Nets had given up 100 points in 34 consecutive games. That streak ended last night. Knicks scored 95.
The Knickerbockers.
Wes Matthews and Yogi Ferrell, Dallas, both
yes.
guys
Yogi.
Did well.
Yogi, yes.
Well
I heard
there.
You guys talking about
and
Yogi.
Carmelo Anthony
killed
me with
benched.
19,
yeah.
19 points there. And the rest of the guys did good. It's just the two guys in Dallas and then Carmelo Anthony.
There's only four games on the slate tonight, so what do you do?
I don't know. Watch golf.
What? Do you not play tonight? You taking a night off here?
Nah, I'll play. I'll end up playing.
So what do you do?
It's one of those situations here when you're not going to have big variances in lineups. The Lakers and Wizards, of course, the first game. John Wall's going to be impossible not to play in this game.
Who's that?
Against a very bad backcourt.
Yeah, agreed.
Then you look at it, Markieff Morris and Gortat in the front court. Both guys are going to be in play. I don't like anyone in the Lakers unless Julius Randle came back to play. He'd have a decent matchup.
What about Zubac?
His price has risen a little bit here. So you can play him still. He'll probably get 20-plus minutes of play, so you could put him in there, but not as attractive when he was $3,400.
Oh, man. I love Zubac.
Atlanta Hawks and the Rockets go at it tonight. And, of course, James Harden's going to be a strong play. Do you have to pay for him tonight? In a four-game slate, I think it makes it more imperative to play him in this type of situation. Dwight Howard's good in that matchup. Paul Millsap and Kent Bazemore in that one. 222 is a huge total in tonight with only four games on the agenda. So you try to get as many guys in that game as possible. The Spurs and the Sixers there. If you don't go James Harden, you drop down to Kawhi Leonard. I'm worried about
Leonard even playing or playing three quarters even in this game.
Yeah, and then the Lakers and the Warriors and the Clippers, 224 total. They just played 2 weeks ago, and Golden State absolutely
wrecked them. Yeah,
in Golden State. Now from this game, I like Kevin Durant a lot, and I like Blake Griffin because his price is still too cheap. I used him last night; he put up 50 fantasy points. He was $7,500 on DraftKings. That price, it's not a great matchup, but the prices are very good there. And if you need a $3,000 player tonight, JaVale McGee will start at center again. I'll use him.
JaVale McGee back at center.
Did you see that pass Griffin made last night on an assist? Like he dribbled it behind his back and under his leg.
It sounds like JaVale McGee.
Remember the time he tried to get himself a triple-double?
Yeah.
JaVale McGee. He got his own rebound.
Hey, he only got 17 minutes last night, but JaVale McGee is starting. There is no Zaza Pachulia. Minimum price on FanDuel costs nothing on
draft. Pachulia's out, at least a week?
At least a week, that's right. So, JaVale McGee, the only value I see currently. Make sure you listen to FNTSY Radio all day long. Let's figure out the value. Fantasy Best Friends Forever, our next Matt Modica is here to join Jake, Nando, and Corey. For Scott Engel, Corey Parson, Tony Delgado, I'm Greg Sussman. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow, final show of the week, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Bye-bye, everybody.